listening to an audio recording of this week's Bold True Life blog, written and read by Hanat Garad. How to say no. Do you ever have a hard time saying no? Or have you noticed yourself feeling riddled with guilt after declining requests and invitations? This is a situation that I've certainly found myself in, and it's also a topic that comes up pretty often in my coaching sessions with clients. Setting healthy boundaries and sticking to them is a skill that takes time and practice to implement comfortably. Let's be honest, saying no is awkward. It's uncomfortable telling someone that we can't do something they're asking of us. And we can't always predict how they'll react to our declining their request. Sometimes it seems easier to just say yes, even when we don't really mean it. But what happens when we commit to something against our better judgment? While avoiding the awkwardness of saying no, we end up taking on a responsibility that we'd rather not have. And when we do this, all kinds of feelings tend to get stirred up. Instant regret, stress, overwhelm, and frustration with ourselves and the requester are just a few examples. Whether it's a simple commitment that requires little effort or it's one that takes a lot of time and energy, doing something when we can't or don't want to always feels burdensome. Of course, in life we're tasked with plenty of responsibilities that we'd rather not have. I would love not to worry about washing dishes every day or cooking throughout the week. But at the same time, I value having a relatively clean kitchen and eating homemade meals. I'm more willing to commit myself to and prioritize things when they align with my values in life. Considering my values and priorities has been really helpful for me in learning to set healthy boundaries. It does take some time and effort to get clear on exactly what they are, but it's so worth it. These days, I know that my top priorities include taking good care of my body, spending time with family, writing every day, connecting with other women, tending to my business, and making time for self-care. Gaining clarity about what's important to me and why has made it a lot easier to choose my commitments accordingly. Sometimes this means passing up an opportunity that sounds really great, and other times it means agreeing to one that I don't find particularly appealing. Every time that I make a choice based on my values and priorities, I end up satisfied with the outcome. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no. It's also about knowing when to say yes. So in order to make commitments that feel really worthwhile, it's important to have a good understanding of the things that matter most to you. This awareness is what makes it possible to set meaningful boundaries and focus on the aspects of life that you really care about. Which brings me to the questions that I'll end today's blog with. What are three aspects of your life that you care about most right now? And how are you prioritizing them? Share your answer below this post or in an email. Peace and blessings, Hanat. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more blogs and podcasts like this one, make sure to subscribe at boldtruelife.com. You'll gain access to our free weekly content and plenty of other goodies. You can also sign up for a free coaching session with my sister or me at boldtruelife.com/services. And with that, I'll talk to you next time.